Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
When people treat me badly or talk badly to me or down to me or criticize me, I suddenly love them. I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia. I thought I had it all.
So you are going to disappoint somebody or a lot of people.
Pretty much everyone in this room.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel, Zach Noe Towers, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We were just going through my texts. Mercedes reached out, and we were talking that, you know, Stu had called her, and they were talking, and, you know, I'll just make a long story short here, but she said, I told him that when Meghan Markle started dating Andrew, he had to make changes. And I was like, and then she changed it. She's like, she had to make changes. And I'm like, do you mean Harry? And then she's like, yes, Harry, LOL. She's like, so long story short, he sees that dating you, he has to make changes to respect the man he is with. And then, just in case I don't know.
Right.
You are Prince Harry.
And he, thank you.
He is Meghan. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I didn't know.
The clarification is
I get
Jeff's
it.
Kiss. Yeah.
Okay. And I mentioned this to Zach because you were a little late today. There was an accident on the 101.
I love it. Yeah. Minute one.
I get it.
There was. I am never fucking late.
No. You're never late. Well, oh, hey, John Hill.
Hey, John Hill. Hey, John Hill.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. Snacky, though.
I mean, that was a lot.
Okay, so what were we talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Snacky, though. Oh, me being late? Well, I'm never late.
No, you're never.
I am prompt Pamela.
Is she?
That's what they call
She's
me on the streets.
On time. Yeah,
okay.
Prompt Pamela.
So today, a big accident on the 101?
I would say so.
Okay. Any fatalities?
Ugh, unfortunately, no. You know, when you're sitting there for a while, yep. You got to see a stretcher.
Somebody better be dead.
Like, something has to be going on.
You're and like, all I'm... the gawkers. And do you honk at the gawkers? Because I do.
I don't, but I have an internal frustration that will debilitate me for the rest of the day.
I'm very, very excited because the new car has now dark tinted windows.
Oh, I saw.
I can lose my shit. I can yell. I can scream. I can hit the steering wheel and
flip
no one can see me.
Wow.
I'm going to need to get your contact.
Yes. In fact, the other car, we're gonna go darker because you can still see me.
Yeah, that one was a 35. And then range is a 15. So it's two steps darker.
Is that allows 15% light
is
in?
Right. Is this legal?
No.
I
was just
I knew it. I tried to do this earlier. Like, you could get a ticket every time you park somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we
potentially
don't care about that. Parking ticket.
Whatever.
But no one does. No one
glamour.
Does.
Yeah.
I got pulled over by a cop for driving someone's car and their windows were too tinted.
Really?
And I got the ticket, and it wasn't even my car.
It was a fix-it ticket, so he
it
probably
was a fix-it ticket.
He had to fix it.
He
right?
paid the ticket.
I think it's happened before where I took the tint off, and then I got it signed off, and then I put the tint right back on.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Yeah. So we went out last night. We went to the new Soho, the one on Holloway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I like it. I've only been there. I went there once for my orientation.
Yeah.
For Soho. And so we went last night, and Hot Joe was there,
mm-hmm.
who I haven't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to read this to you. What do you think? You know, we all know Hot Joe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Really nice.
Great to see you and Shane last night. Enjoyed, you know, catching up with everybody. Even in the year I've known you, I've seen so much growth.
Ugh.
Is that condescending?
Thank you. Yeah.
What does that mean?
What was I
like a year ago?
I mean, it's a bold post-dinner text, I think.
It really is.
Like, were you discussing your growth at dinner, or was it just shits and gigs?
No.
I don't think so.
The word, you know, is not mentioned, the growth.
Mm-mm. No one else mentioned. When? Why didn't anyone else mention my growth?
I mean, you've grown
assholes.
A lot.
so self-involved. Wow. But yeah, so, you know, I know he, you know, I know how Joe, he doesn't, you know, he means well, but that's a strange thing to say.
It is a very strange thing to say, especially if you were deep diving your journey at dinner, maybe
sure,
you would reflect.
Sure, but you don't have like a relationship like that, do you?
I mean, we have a nice friendship, but I think was, but the question is, was I a train wreck 12 months ago?
I don't think so. Mm. Oh, Shane.
Oh.
Shane,
do you have something to say, Shane? It's okay.
Your growth is incredible. It's oh. really
like more growth than I've ever seen.
You're a grower.
You should text back
sure.
like, I love that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hmm.
Shane, you've gotten so funny.
Yeah.
You really have. He's blossomed. I remember when I first met Shane, he was just like kind of demure and meek and sweet. And is it coiffed or coiffed? One of the two. And now, I mean, still coiffed or coiffed, but real funny.
I don't know what either means, but thank you.
Because he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Quick as a whip.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Because I think he realizes like Jeff needs me.
Ooh.
And
the power dynamic has shifted.
I'm never going to, yeah, he's in control. So I'm never going to get, Shane thinks to myself, I'm never going to get fired, so right. I don't give a fuck.
God, I love that.
But
video.
I actually love him more now because he doesn't give a fuck. But that's me.
No, it's so fun.
It's like Alyssa.
Yeah.
She's such a bitch to me. But I am so drawn to her.
I know.
Right?
It's, yeah.
Because she worked with you for a week.
Oh, yeah. I loved the verbal abuse every day.
Emotional and verbal and not physical. But I mean, I think that's around the corner.
She told me that I looked like I was wearing a magic carpet 30 seconds in to me getting here. I thought we were having this beautiful reunion.
It was a good hug.
She's a confidence builder.
It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
We love that about her.
Right.
We do.
Now, there was something I never really understood about you, but now I do. Mm-hmm. Your bird phobia, which we've discussed and I've witnessed at the, you know.
At the place we can't talk about.
At the place we can't talk about, because
right.
I don't want you to get thrown out.
Thank you.
But, you know, I've been following owl attacks, and I'm now deathly afraid of owls. I probably would, because when we were at the said place,
yes.
you almost went under, I think you might have gone underneath the table.
Oh, yeah. I'll fully short circuit.
What? Where does this come from?
I have no idea. It is so real and so not a joke.
Past life.
It's something about my ears, too. I have to cover my ears.
Weird.
Past life.
Not shaming, but very
weird.
She
was killed by an owl in past life.
Maybe, and I've been listening to the show, and you guys covering the owl
attacks. Oh, it's insane.
Is not helping me because I do have owls in my yard.
I was wondering that because you live out in the middle of the woods or something.
Literally, yeah. I'm like in the Malibu Mountains.
I knew that you had owls, but I don't. I have to say, I'm almost more disgusted and afraid of crows.
Yeah.
Here's the
crows
thing.
Don't give a fuck. Like, no. When I try to get
it's
them
me as a bird.
Out of my yard, I'm going to start calling the one in my backyard Shane because there's a large crow in the backyard and it's not scared of anything.
Speaking as somebody with a bird phobia, I will say that crows move slower. So you can anticipate their movements. So I'm less afraid of crows
because
they're less flighty. Now, owls, they will sink their talons or their
yes,
little
I know.
Into your
devil
soft
claws
spots, yeah.
Into your scalp, which is why I think you should come out with Jeff Lewis Live helmets, preferably in metallics, maybe a glitter. I would like, you know, bubblegum pink is my color.
What if you just did like hair extensions or weaves?
Honey,
like,
I've got tons of those.
So you're protected. You're
it's
protected.
It's weird that nobody mentioned it. I have a full 4 pounds of Ukrainian conflict-free hair in my head, and nobody mentioned
it's
it.
It's actually very realistic.
It looks
realistic.
Very natural.
Amazing.
Well, yeah.
Yes, okay. It looks very real.
I thought you were taking your vitamins.
So is that because of the birds?
Prenatal vitamins.
I thought that it would maybe help, like, you know, extensions would provide some type of
Well, Alyssa clearly
buffer.
Doesn't like it, but I...
I like her hair. Thank you.
You just don't like the outfit. Did you see her bag today? It's really cute.
No.
Really cute.
Birds are going to see your hair and be like, I could build 5 nests with that.
I know. I worry about that.
Oh, so you're attracting birds now.
Well, I try not to do messy buns when I'm going outside.
Because it already looks like a fucking little condo.
I try to keep it really I try to keep it really slick.
Townhouse for a bird.
Wait, it's a penthouse, baby.
But how many of us have known someone to be attacked by a bird?
All you have to do is read the news.
No, not those people.
Do you read?
I'm getting Google alerts.
No, Shane,
now.
I can't read. Now, how do you feel?
Australia, they have those, what are they called?
Magpies.
Magpies that will dive on your
my
head.
Brother, my brother went to school in Australia. Oh, he was so scared shitless.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It is awful.
They're aggressive. Mm-hmm. You cannot go to Australia Not with all that hair.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to take my whole weave out before I go abroad. Jesus.
She's in a ball cap the whole time. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's real. It's real. I don't like crows, and I don't like Shane in the backyard. And I honestly, I think he's quicker than you think. I just think he's not afraid of me. He's big.
You can install disco balls, which is what I did in my backyard.
They don't like that?
Well, I thought so, but I put, honestly, probably like 12 to 15 disco balls in all the trees. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious.
Her yard is full of gay men.
Honestly, I was hoping that it would attract gay men and detract birds, but they don't seem to mind.
The birds are like, oh, where's the party? Yeah. They're like, crank it, bitch. Yeah.
All the gay birds come to your backyard.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Pigeon Pride Week in my yard. It's fucking terrible.
And they probably love your husband.
Oh, they love him. Yeah. He gets out there, starts doing yard work. They're into extensions. They give no fucks.
Yeah. I saw your Insta story over the weekend where he's out working in the yard, and then I could just see you drinking a martini, like, no help, not helping him. Can I get you anything?
No.
You're just sitting there. Was the TV on too?
Of course.
Yeah.
I was going in my sauna bag after. Yeah, I was just like laying in. Do you guys know what a sauna bag is?
You
have to get one. It's unbelievable.
What is it?
You like basically.
You zip yourself in, right?
It's like a coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just heats you up with like crystals and infrared, and you just can lay and watch TV and sweat your balls off.
You have to put a towel down on the sofa, though.
No, I lay flat. But no, it's
on the floor.
You're encapsulated.
You're encapsulated.
Do you wash it afterwards?
Like, you can, but you.
Well, it's all sweaty.
I wear like a sauna suit.
What's a sauna suit?
So you have a sauna bag with a sauna suit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll talk about it later.
How much is said bag and said suit?
It's expensive. It's $600, but it's
okay. But
better.
Do you sweat like all your water weight?
Pretty much. I mean, you can crank it, you can lower it. I like to hover at a 4 because I don't want to, like, you know, fuck up my blow dries. But yeah, you can kind of do whatever you want, and you could just.
What are you getting out of this? Do you lose weight? Like, what's the point?
Detoxification.
Yeah, anything a sauna does, you can do in a little Ziploc baggie now.
What does a sauna do?
It's like infrared red light.
You sweat stuff out,
and they put like amethyst. You're like laying on crystals and charcoal.
I don't think I want to do that.
Okay, well then don't.
Okay, I thought of you because, you know, I stumble upon strange stories. Mm-hmm. There was a woman in the UK, and her daughter was staying with her, and she had a little chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And this woman, her name is Amanda. Amanda loves dogs, and so she was taking a nap with the little chihuahua. And the little chihuahua, this was last month, apparently he got sick. Ew. And had diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. And it happens.
He diarrheaed on her face, which then went into her mouth.
Mm.
And then she got a gastrointestinal infection.
Mm.
She had to be put in she was in the hospital for 3 days. This is no joke. So what I was thinking is that you are unusually close to your dog.
And
I'm not saying your dog does that,
no.
but you do sleep with your dog.
All, yes.
You kiss, you make out with that dog. And
oh,
people,
and other things. Yeah.
And people, you know, they say when you kiss a dog's face, you're kissing its butt.
That's fine. I'm totally comfortable with that. Let me tell you something. If Leo, you know, had a bad piece of, you know, his anchovy treats or whatever, he's a pescatarian, and he did defecate on my face, I'd get over it. It would be worth the hospital stay.
It's just kind of bizarre behavior. Now, because I've had dogs, so when they felt sick, they would go to the door or they would go, you know, and if they had an accident, it would always be kind of near the door. Like, I'm trying to get out. You're asleep or you're not home or whatever.
Yeah.
But no one's ever gone in the bed.
No, this chihuahua has bad manners. And you'd think because he's from the UK, there'd be some type of British
or a really
or
good
English.
Sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. And fucked up teeth.
But I did think of you because, you know, she got very, very sick.
I mean, did she get like a parasite? Did she lose weight? Let's reframe, as you say.
I love that you
do
that.
Mm-hmm. Real pivot.
But just yesterday.
A poopy pivot.
Since, you know, Stu and I have been on
a pause.
Now, you asked me today if Scott and I are on a pause. And that is, yes, Scott and I are on a pause.
It was early.
So is Stu and I. Gage and I.
I took 2 Dramamine last night. I was blinking it out. Obviously, I know that you're with Stu.
Well,
you were.
But I was thinking because I've been sleeping alone and I'm like, oh, I miss when I had a dog and the dog would sleep on the bed. But after I read this story, I'm like, I don't think so.
Really? Oh my God, it is the best. I will drag Leo.
Because I do sleep with my mouth open and I snore a little. So do you, Shane, by the way.
I mean a little.
No, you Who do doesn't? Snore.
I fell asleep on the couch last night. Watching
and snored.
And I don't know, how do you fall asleep watching Jeffrey Dahmer? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
If I'm on a nice couch and I've had one sip of wine, I am asleep.
Wow.
Like, no matter what's going on around me, I've fallen asleep in bars. I've fallen asleep
that
like,
is danger,
at a club.
Stranger danger. Which
I've fallen asleep in a bathtub twice.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Whitney Houston.
Twice. I know.
Jesus.
I just get so
That's
relaxed.
That's a lot.
That's
so
not good.
Relaxed. I know. It's amazing I didn't drown. It wasn't my time.
Have you seen the Every Time Britney Spears music video? You should watch it.
I love that song.
Wait, did you wake up like...
Pretty much. Pretty much.
That
yeah.
was fucking scary.
At least I didn't have a dream I was drowning. You know what I mean?
When I was staying at your house, one time Stu like pulled me aside. He was like, if he goes up and take a bath and does not come down, you really need to go check on him. Like he does.
Because I fell asleep once when Stu was there and yeah. he walked in. He's like, what the what's going on? But yeah, that's the second time I fell asleep.
We need to get you like some snorkeling gear. Or one of those those tanks that you can wear.
Maybe.
Scuba diving.
Or water wings.
But I'm not certified.
Cute.
I need to be certified first.
Yeah, I bet think. You could do it online.
I watched Dahmer last night. I gave it a go. I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to... I'm going to have to pull a... Who was here?
Megan.
Oh, the days they blend, Jameson. It's Tuesday.
I don't think I can go all the way for two reasons. One, it's dark. And two, Evan Peters is so cute. It's really hard to separate the really dirty, awful things he's doing and then be like, but he looks so good with his shirt off.
I know.
And that's
how these serial killers were so successful, like Ted Bundy, because they were handsome. And I think a lot of us, if somebody hit on us, a creep hit on us and they were ugly, it's a no-brainer.
Stop talking.
But when somebody hot, like a hot psycho, hits on us, we consider it, right?
I would for sure have died.
We
under
overlook
Dahmer's care.
1,000%.
You overlook the red flags.
Yeah.
And then
he's
you
a little
end
weird.
Up...
He doesn't have furniture. So what?
So funny.
And
he's
also,
so
don't you find that all those serial killers have like impeccable taste in like eyeglassware? It's like giving very Tom Ford.
Yes.
Think about it. Bundy. Dahmer,
yes.
The guy from The Lovely Bones, like a really cool, like vintage Gucci kind of look.
Which I have to say is attractive.
Hot.
Yeah.
Fashion, honey. Fashion.
It'll be the death of me.
Well, when we come back from the break, we are going to discuss Zach and how he clearly hasn't learned anything from his past behavior. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it.
Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
We are back with Jackie Schimmel, Zach Noe Towers, and Shane Douglas. You said that you were channeling Megan in Paris.
I was. Drinking and biking.
And you heard Megan's voice.
Yeah, she spoke to me. It was like a... like an omen or something, or like a god. The seas parted.
All-inclusive, honey.
That's exactly what I heard. First I heard all-inclusive, honey. And then I had a couple cocktails, and I wanted to loosen up behind the bike. And back roads, honey.
Yes.
Back roads.
It is great advice.
Yeah, you want to stay loose behind the wheel.
Yes. We don't want to make jokes about it, but some people do drive better when they're drunk because they pay more attention.
Oh, are you?
I'm not making jokes.
We're not making jokes. Yes, I was in a protected bike lane.
Yes.
And really, that's it. That's all I've got. It was fine. I'm alive. I'm here.
Not drunk, but okay. So somebody had like a drink or two. Right?
And cocaine.
No, minus the cocaine.
Upper,
different
downer.
Night.
Really? Again.
So I think that some people might pay more attention. Right. Oh, when they've had one or
fear.
Two drinks. Yes, out of fear of getting pulled over. So now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. We love fear-based
so they're
motivation.
Adhering to they're adhering to traffic laws, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Oh,
so
more
ones that they would
two.
Ignore otherwise.
Yes. Instead of that rolling stop that most people usually do, you don't do that when you've had a drink or two.
S-T-O-P.
Right. You don't run stale yellow lights.
No,
right?
No.
You turn on your turn signal.
Yes.
You drive. Not the speed limit, because that's too obvious.
Right.
But you drive close to the speed limit
in
within 10 miles.
Sure.
Because normally, do you even pay attention to the speed limit?
No.
I don't even know what it is. I just drive as fast as I can go.
Yeah, Super Mario.
But for the sake of all our employment, just want to make it clear, we're not condoning drinking and driving or suggesting it's a good
of
idea.
Of course
no,
not.
No, absolutely not. You Uber whenever you can.
Okay, just want to make sure we're all clear.
But if you drove...
Right.
And you don't want to leave your car in the parking structure overnight. No, you're right. We don't
condone that at all. If you're dumb enough not to understand that that's a joke, you need to find a new show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, another poopy pivot by Jackie Schimmel.
But Jackie, yeah. What else are they going to listen to? See, there's the problem.
Oh, that is the
Jackie
problem.
Schimmel is unhinged. Oh, wait.
That's gone. And pulled from the app. Thank you.
Wait,
a Kurt
no.
pulled from the app. I think that was per my request because, listen, you know, you don't.
She's unhinged.
Wait, how many episodes did you do?
Just five. A roaring five, yeah.
5 great hours of programming.
Wow. Unbelievable, actually.
After
life-changing.
Only 5?
So,
pivot.
So, drunk driving.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Anyway.
So.
That Jeffrey Dahmer is so handsome.
Such a babe.
By the way, there is something that we had noticed when we were watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could have fallen for it. Again, being self-involved, being narcissistic,
yes.
loving the attention.
Of course.
Dahmer, he was in a club, and he bought a drink for this guy, and he went over and he said, this is for the hottest guy here.
Oh,
all
drink
right.
up, baby.
Where's your car?
Yeah, same.
Yep, I'm in.
Same.
I was watching, I was like, is it bad if I steal a line from Jeffrey Dahmer? Like I'm going to steal that and use that.
No, he was very seductive, obviously, mm-hmm. So he had game.
Do you buy people
he did
drinks?
Have game.
Sometimes.
Really?
Do you don't put the powder or anything in the drinks.
Just like a dab.
Just a little something.
A little taste.
But let me ask you this. Okay, so yes, I'm a narcissist, but I'm also realistic in the sense of...
with a heart of gold and an ass
but
that
if there
quit.
Is 1,000 people in this club, really? I'm the hottest guy here. But if it was 2 a.m. and there was 4 people in the bar, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
So I think if he had come up to me later, and also too later... you know, things get a little more desperate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
the lights are about to come up.
Right.
And you need to get out before
you gotta make a choice.
Yeah.
Gotta make a choice.
Yes.
Soon. Because it's over.
Yes.
And there he is waiting.
It's like PE when you pick your, like, you know, kickball teams. And then there's just, like, 2 stragglers left. You gotta pick one. You got one kid with, like, 1 leg. You got another kid with an eye patch. You just gotta pick one.
Then there's Shane. I take the kid with no leg.
I'm like, hey.
Or the blind kid.
Cheryl.
I think we'd have a better chance of winning. Dodgeball.
Not one arm, Cheryl.
I'm miss her so much. I live next door to this woman in my old house. She had one arm and we had no idea for like 3 years.
Stop.
And I used to throw my husband's shit into her yard for fun because I thought it was such an awkward
thing.
Well,
also because you'd get mad at him and throw stuff over the fence.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant mean to her.
Oh, no. Cheryl loved me. Okay. I loved her, but I would throw things of Andrew's into her yard.
Well, until she heard you talk about her on the radio.
Oh, we don't talk about that. Yeah.
And then that relationship.
And then we had to move. Yeah, then we had to move.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she have a faux arm?
She did.
Nice.
And I swear I saw those fingers.
They're so realistic now.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, can you make a move?
I think so, unless I was having a little bit of a like a seizure, but I'm pretty sure that I saw her doing borderline jazz hands in the garage one day.
I mean, the technology now is so advanced.
Jackie is on Dramamine in a sweatsuit. In her living room.
Crystal's up her ass.
Sauna suit. Yeah.
It's true. I
you were hallucinating.
I could have been out of sorts.
You
I don't
were
know.
Dehydrated.
I think so.
Can your neighbors, because I remember Cheryl's husband would stare at you naked.
Oh, now, that's right.
Can your neighbors see into your new estate?
No, they cannot.
Owls?
The owls can.
Oh,
they're
watching you.
They're getting a free fucking show. It's like burlesque every night.
No, those gay owls, they're watching Andrew. They're not watching you. Sorry.
You're safe.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
Wow, they're so not into me. Mm. I'm safe, actually. They're not going to dive at my head.
You're actually fine.
God.
I don't know. Wow. I think the extensions might be in trouble, but they'd come back wearing them.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we just have owls with like, this long locks.
Honestly, if your clothes, bags, shoes start going missing.
The owls.
The owls.
Gay ass
owls. And the crows.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm going to have to get a lock on my closet. Mm-hmm. Jesus. How did we get here? What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. However, I had a very, very upsetting conversation with Zach this morning.
Oh, God damn it. I thought
I was
we like had
no.
Someone has not learned his lesson.
Wow.
And I don't know why you would admit this shit to me, but he said that he was approached again about a free massage.
I haven't done it yet.
Do you hear that?
Okay. First of all, it is so deeply unsettling, chaotic. Who hurt you?
Yes.
That you are accepting free massages from strangers on the internet. Zach.
Listen.
And I love you.
Listen, white woman.
Okay. Oh, cis white woman. Don't even try me. It is Rosh Hashanah. I am Jewish and I will play that card all fucking
Happy
day.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
I mean, I do have trouble taking any advice from a non-gay man.
I am basically
She's a, gay,
a
man,
gay man.
Pretty much.
By the way, how dare you? I identify as a gay man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Fucking apologize.
Zach, apologize to me. That is so rude and unwoke.
A poopy pivot. That's your third poopy pivot.
I'll give you a fourth one. I always drive in the carpool lane when I'm just alone in the car because if I got pulled over, I have a whole like spiel. I would say I identify as two people.
Oh my God.
A cis white woman and a homosexual man. So technically, I identify as two people. Therefore, I'm allowed to drive in the carpool lane.
Well,
thank
guess
you.
What I do now? Because of my brother. Mm-hmm. Now that we have the windows tinted, my brother will drive in his blacked out minivan.
Mm-hmm.
He turns the TVs on in the back, even when the kids aren't in the car.
Genius.
That's smart.
It is genius. And he drives in the carpool lane.
Yeah, fine.
And so there's TVs in the new car.
How do you know there's no kid in the car?
Yeah.
You
don't have to pull me over. You're going to have to pull me over.
And embarrass him in front of his children? How dare they?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Wait, anyway,
Zach.
Nice try, Zach.
I know. I was like, we're running out of time.
He's watching the clock.
So this is how good of a friend I am.
Okay.
We are not going to stop him from doing this. This is a compulsion. This is an addiction. He's a deviant.
Yeah.
He's a sexual deviant.
Finally, it's not me anymore. Welcome, Zach. So happy you're here.
Wow, to the bottom of the sea. Ursula.
You never were
into
a deviant. Those were just rumors spread by Andrew Freund.
Okay, right. Okay.
You were never a deviant.
Thank you.
I know things about you. I've heard things about you. I went through that with him too.
Okay.
The rumors.
Fuck this, I'm calling the sheriff.
Gossip.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't believe any of that.
Thank you.
You're probably a virgin.
But Zach is a deviant.
Yes. I am a deviant.
Straight up.
I've earned the title.
So here's the thing. He wants to go downtown LA to some guy's apartment.
Mm-hmm. No.
So this is what you're not going to stop him. All we can do is, but I don't know.
Microchip him?
Dr. Judy says we're just prolonging the inevitable, but if we, but you know, we could use him for a few more I feel, a few more months on this show.
Yeah, this is really, I mean, it's about you at the end of the day. You need him here.
I'm going to drive him down. Okay. I'm going to park out front. Okay. When he gets up to the apartment, he's going to say, my dad's waiting for me. There. And I'm going to wave up to the window.
Well,
and
that's hot.
And you have 1 hour. And I'm going to sit there and text and Instagram or whatever I have to fucking do for, or watch TV in the back.
Right.
Nice.
Exactly.
Because we got that TiVo. What is that TiVo thing?
Yeah, it's like a streamer box thing.
So I can get Netflix. I can do whatever in my car.
Awesome.
There's Wi-Fi in the car.
There's cars.
I'm obsessed.
I'm going to watch, the irony of this is I'm going to watch Dahmer while you're up there getting
life imitating
drugged,
art.
Yeah,
getting tenderized.
And dismembered.
May I ask you, when you go for
these deviant massages,
is there any sexual activity or are you just being rubbed and tugged by strange men on the internet?
Well, sometimes it's young men. It's not just like old creepers. And
why are you looking at me? Asshole.
So you go
It's like a variety. It's like, and again, I've done it between 5 and 10 times in my entire gay life.
So 12.
Right.
So
I've done 46. It between 1 and 10 times.
Right. Yeah. That's.
I don't lie, unlike some people. I'm kidding.
Ouch.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
No. So it just.
How?
Who's dragging
dare
who today?
You?
I
don't think this is working
extension.
Out. This chemistry is not what I thought.
They got Nightly Pop canceled. This
you know,
is,
that's
I mean, we're
so
nuts.
True. It was us. We did it.
It's just, okay, I'm going to be honest.
I mean, our ratings are dropping by the minute.
I know.
Stop.
We don't even have them.
Oh, that's right. We don't have ratings here.
Nothing exists. Yeah. No analytics.
No
everything
demographics.
Just sparkly
nothing.
Clouds. So you go
but it's
in.
Funny because they have them at other places. But not here.
Not here.
You'd think in 2022,
who would have thought?
On a subscription-based
they don't
platform,
show numbers.
You'd be able to show downloads,
isn't that
listeners.
Netflix does that too, though. They don't show numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they write checks at Netflix.
Ooh-wee.
I don't think they write as big a checks as we think.
Oh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think it depends on who you are.
Yeah. Because I've heard those checks.
Depends on who
pretty...
it's made out to, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So you go
yeah,
in.
I go in.
Okay.
And it just always it depends. Some guys are like, I really just love giving massages. Other guys are.
Why don't they go to school and get a gig at Massage Envy? If they love the craft so much,
well,
go to physical therapy school like a normal
why
person.
Why does anyone have any kink? Why does Jeff like to smell my shoes after every episode?
That was between you and I. And I only did it 1 to 10 times.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs.
So you've replaced
vices. Thank you.
Yeah, this is your vice now.
Dr. Schimmel. Yeah.
But I think anyone's likely to die doing any of those three things. Mm. Drinking drugs or getting massages by creeps.
Okay, I get what you...
True.
This is cute. I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's adorable. So obviously you've replaced vices,
yep.
And you like the adrenaline and the rush.
Yes, he does.
Because it gives you a natural high being rubbed by strangers on the internet
it's
that
scary.
Could potentially
hurt
murder
you. Hurt you.
Okay, well, this is another thing.
He's going to end up missing.
I didn't used to be in the tax bracket of, I'm going to go get a nice massage somewhere.
Okay.
So it was like this like bridge... It's been a bridge, I think.
I will buy you.
Everyone can afford. Is it Burke Williams? Is that still
Oh, yeah, Burke Williams.
Is that still happening?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
What is that?
Burke Williams.
If we get you gift cards, would you do that?
Yeah.
What about Amazon?
But he's going to somehow make it dangerous.
But, oh, here, how about this? I went to a completely legit massage place. My girlfriend got it for me. It was a nice massage place. That guy jerked me off.
Okay.
Nice.
I did have someone grab my tits while I was in a massage.
Oh my
envy.
God! Okay,
massage envy. That's classy.
I swear to God, when I was 18,
well, they're nice.
They were better back then too. And the guy was hot. He went to Pepperdine. He played on the water polo team, and he kept saying, "Oh, you've never had a massage before. You've never had a massage before." And if I was a different kind of lassie, I might be traumatized by the experience.
Oh no!
I loved every second. The blanket was like to my belly button, and my tits were just out. And he just kept saying, "You've never had a massage before? You've never had a massage before?" And then I was like, am I supposed to have, like, my nipples tugged? Not really. But he was massaging my breastises, and I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
If
okay.
I'm being honest.
So Jackie and I are the same.
But I paid for play.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I did have somebody just kind of rub over my pants. But here's the part. And
wait, you wearing full pants in a massage?
I think I was wearing shorts or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
I keep undergarments.
But here's the thing, and this is the creepy part. Mm-hmm. So I did get aroused, But the problem was she was like 75.
Jeff, no!
Bit my drink out.
She was like a grandma. Yeah.
It was one arm Cheryl.
Really working it.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. I literally just spit my drink out.
T for G, T for grandma.
Yeah. That was, yeah,
so
surprisingly.
So you got a kink too.
I didn't, but there was no like full release like your situation.
Oh, there.
Nobody
a,
tugged at my nipples like your situation.
There's always a.
No, not always. Some guys literally just want to massage me.
Do you tip them afterwards? You just leave.
No, it's free.
It's free.
It's so weird.
But you
it's
like, you don't reciprocate anything.
No. Mm-hmm. That, and I make that very clear, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Can't you get into like hiking or mountain biking or something?
Yeah,
like
working out. You're right.
Something that like gives you a little bit of an adrenaline
do I
rush.
Not look
bingo.
Like I work out.
Something. You know, you look fit.
Thanks.
You look fit.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you do.
So oh wow, fair.
You look amazing.
He's on a pause, everyone.
I'm afraid that Zach and I are going to be on a pause when he goes missing. Now, by the way, I do have a story. I can't mention the name of the person.
Okay.
But it is someone close to me, and she went out on a date in your area, Calabasas.
Okay.
First date.
Okay.
Successful, handsome. Mm-hmm. The date went well. They did have a few drinks, both of them.
Okay.
Got in. He said, "Hey, do you want to hang out at my place?" And she said, "Sure," which you just met him. Probably not a good idea.
Right.
But he's hot.
And they met online or something.
Separate cars.
Not through a friend.
She Ubered there.
Okay.
Was planning on Ubering home.
Okay.
He said, "You want to go back to my place?" Now, she didn't know where said place was until they get in the car and they start driving deep into Topanga.
Ooh.
So for those that don't live in LA, it's kind of like outside of the city. It's very rural.
Very.
And, you know, the roads aren't always
paved.
It's
windy, woodsy,
boondocksy,
it's like
no street lights.
It's hippy dippy during the day.
For sure.
At night, murder, worder.
So she is in the car. She's in the car, and she notices a bag in the side of the door with rope in it.
No!
And she said, "What's the rope for?" And she's like, "Seriously, what's the rope for?" And she's like, "Where are we? Where are we going?
By
where
way,
do you
that's
live?"
That's a very bold question to ask because that's almost inciting the, you
Yeah,
know.
You don't want to piss him off.
I would play super, super dumb. And be like, "Where are we?" And then you start, you go on Instagram Live, you start dropping pins, you start, you know.
No.
But you play
Instagram
down, she's
now
you buy
looking,
yourself more time.
She's now looking at her phone, no signal.
She's
like, "Where are we going? This is my house. We're going to my house." And it's like dark and the road's not paved. And she's like, "Seriously, I want to go home. Like, I want to go. I want you to turn around. I don't want to be here. What's the rope for?" And he goes, he said it as a joke, but he's like, "You." And she started screaming and fucking going crazy. And she said, "Turn this car around." The second she got a signal, she got out of the car, called an Uber, and went home. Then,
good for her.
What she should have done beforehand is after the fact, she was so freaked out that she did a background check on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was divorced, but she saw she was able to see the complaint because it was public record.
Oh.
And she alleged that he physically abused her. And what this is always like a sign, like California, they'll give your kids to anybody, right?
Yeah.
The wife had 100% custody. Mm-hmm. So when the wife, whenever somebody gets 100% custody,
that's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
Wow.
And by the way, he called her and asked her out again. She's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Oh my God. What
you gotta
a
be,
psychopath.
Yep. You gotta be real
gotta
careful.
Ask the world for what you want, guys. You gotta be in charge of your own destiny, you know?
Thank you, Jameson. Thanks for bringing it home for us.
I don't understand that. What?
I don't either.
He asked her out again because he wanted to see her. He wouldn't see her if he didn't ask.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on.
We're not really on his
side. I don't know if
I
would have gotten out of his car in the woodsy area. I don't see how that's helpful.
Yeah, because the Uber would probably be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two speeds and two game plans. Either you play it that way where you like make it very known that you see what's going on. There's rope in the back. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Stranger danger. Or you do the aloof, like, "I'm so into you. Oh, my God. Like, I can't wait. What's your Wi-Fi, by the way? Can we take a picture? I'm having the best time." And then you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's smart.
Stab him in the neck with a screwdriver.
So you just buy yourself a little time to get your ducks
call
in
an Uber.
A row. That's what I would do.
I don't know. The second you get in that house, he's got, you know, home court advantage. I don't know.
You get the address, you get the license plate, you play down the whole time.
When he invited her back home, that's when the questions from her should have started hard.
So there was there was alcohol involved, and then they also, I think, like smoked a joint in the car on the way to his house as well. So everybody was
paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But that probably shouldn't be doing that on a first date either.
Or like hide your rope, gotta leave asshole. Let's start small.
Put it in the trunk in the trunk. Everybody else does.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's where I keep my rope.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see that.
Yes, Valerie Cherish. Yeah. Yes, I'm with you. I don't want to see that.
It's a little forward.
Okay.
What's going on?
Correction.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Jeff, are you just texting? You got a radio show.
She made him drive him back to the her restaurant.
Oh, right. Good. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. That's
so she
smart.
She did not. Okay. So correction. She did not get out of the car into Topanga Canyon.
I was gonna say that's a little.
But this
dicey.
Is camper van behavior. This is getting in the camper van.
But no, because she rectified the situation and it's a one-off.
I love how you're trying to act morally superior here.
Because I did not get in the van.
Only because I've been
got
dragged
in the black Tesla.
To the. I've been
you looked
dragged
in the van.
To
you considered
back.
It. You looked inside the van.
I
because
didn't consider
you
it, but I looked.
The van door opened and you took a peeky peek?
Yes.
He peeked out of it.
And he looked
he
back.
Went, hello.
But Jackie, he looked back and saw it was dark in the back.
Yeah.
Is this in the middle of the day or at night?
It's at day.
What time?
Ugh, that's even like creepier
2 p.m.
almost.
How is it so dark in there?
But what you don't know is that he lied and said that he had a flight that they needed to meet at. They needed to meet at a certain time because he had a flight out. Where was
at
he going?
At 1 p.m. back to Texas.
Houston. To Texas.
Yeah.
And then he told.
He said, I have a house in Houston. I keep this here. This camper here.
Like a vacation house?
I don't.
In Plummer Park. Plummer in a public park.
In West Hollywood.
It's not like
park.
It's an RV. What is this like? Park.
Like a
park. It's not like an RV park.
No.
Was it like a Winnebago?
It's like it was like a van, but it had like
okay.
No. But it had
done.
Like, no, it had that thing that goes up on top.
What, like an air vent?
No,
who
it's
gives
like
a fuck?
The whole. I agree. Who gives a fuck? But the whole like
a
ceiling
sunroof?
Went up.
If
no!
It was, if it was
like an awning, so he has a convertible rate van.
Sits
great.
On top.
If it was a like a nice like Sprinter,
sure, like
that's
Mercedes Sprinter,
yeah.
Hot.
I would you know.
Okay.
Leather interior,
yeah.
Slippery, yeah. No, yeah. I don't like it at all. I don't like it
well,
at all.
Well, next time I'll bring dad or you with me.
I would
or mom.
Love.
Dad or mom.
I would love to come with you, honestly.
This is Jackie. She's going to hang.
Just supervising.
You
enjoy.
Guys have fun. I'll be right out front.
Yeah, stranger danger.
And then Zach's going to come down with no leg, missing fingers, bleeding.
Oh,
best
God.
Massage of my life.
All right, we're going to take calls for Zach. If you're a therapist, please call. Also want to promote Jackie Schimmel's podcast, mm-hmm. The Bitch Bible, every Tuesday. You have new episodes. However, you're a little slow this week.
A little slow this week, but that's okay. It'll be out Thursday.
Great. So we can expect a new episode on this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Zach has his podcast, Good Morning Sodomites, new eps every Friday. And then, Zach, you're opening this weekend in Las Vegas at the Wise Guys, right?
Wise Guys,
and that's Friday night and Saturday night. You're opening both shows.
All four shows.
Oh, four shows. Yeah. So there's two each night.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do people go for tickets if they want to see you?
Probably wiseguys.com.
Probably.
Is that a fact?
That sounds right.
Go to my Instagram, and I have a link tree. Just click on that.
Okay, what's your Instagram?
Zach Noe
Can
Towers.
We help people here?
If you want to go, figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, figure it
stop
out.
Stop asking
Actually,
me.
We'll
we don't live for the lights over here.
Jesus.
My friend Joe, who I'm opening for, messaged me. He was like, so many people DM'd about like crossover. Like, they love
because
you.
Because you didn't
they
give them
him.
Information. Then you were like, how do
no,
I see your show?
No, they were just like, I'm so excited now. I didn't realize.
All right, so if you want tickets, just, you know, it's probably... wiseguys.com.
Yeah.
We think. We're not sure.
Get resourceful.
I bet if you Google Wise Guys, Zach Noe Towers. Oh, no, actually, that might not work.
All right, let's promote the Bitch Bible podcast. Jackie, where do people go to listen to that? Wherever podcasts are available.
Exactly.
Great. And what's your Instagram, Jackie?
It's Jackie Schimmel. I am shadow banned currently, so you have to do a little digging.
No.
Again?
Did you do something?
What happened?
I don't know. Something.
You
maybe
know.
It was the drinking and biking. Maybe. I don't know. It's they really hate me over there. Bullying, harassment,
no, such
inciting
like a,
violence. I don't know.
It's a Christian website at the end of the day.
We
it's anti-Semitic, really.
Oh,
sure.
we have a woman here who works for a trauma therapist. Alyssa is her name.
Oh, shout out.
Wow, Alyssa, hi. In Boston.
Hi. Hi. I used to call in a long time ago under a different name, but that's okay. So I work for a therapist who's Dr. Judith A. Swack, and she's works. It's called Healing from the Body Level Up. And you definitely have some undiagnosed trauma, and we can clear it and get rid of it, and you can go on your merry way.
Yeah, so that's you, Zach.
Which person are you talking to?
I was talking to Zach.
Okay,
Zach,
good.
Zachy, we might not be able to help you, but.
Okay.
Have you ever figured? So, Alyssa, have you ever seen a case like this where somebody.
Judith has been in. Well, I'm only the office manager, so I don't really do any therapy. But Judith, she's been in practice for like 30 years and has been doing this. And it's kind of like Dr. Donna, but. We're a little bit heavier on the, like, the trauma's trapped in your body and the reason you do things is because it's trapped in your body and yada, yada, yada. And Judith does, like, a whole thing. It's definitely a little out there. It's not traditional therapy. But she works, like, on Skype, so we can do it wherever you
are. Okay, Alyssa, can you please do me a favor? Uh-oh. Is there any way that you can ask the doctor today, tell her about Zach's situation, and then can you Instagram me and or DM me and then tell me what she says so I can announce it on the radio? Is that possible? Okay, she just hung up.
God damn it, Alyssa.
Also, I love... Oh,
you're still there?
I will do some digging. I'll do some digging. Jeff, you should come see her too. She can help you with all your shit.
According to Joe, there's been a lot of growth in the last 12 months. So, sorry, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Why don't we just focus on Zach first?
One day at a time.
Yeah, exactly. But I really appreciate it. So you're going to get back to me. Can you DM me today?
By this afternoon, okay. Or by the end of work week.
But
I'll
make sure to tell her that he's putting himself in dangerous situations on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Like showing up to this.
Unresolved trauma from like his childhood or something.
For
like, related
sure.
To-
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to open up. We need to find out what this is
what
about.
What part of my body do you think the trauma's in?
Also,
penis.
Can you also, Alyssa, ask the doctor about Jackie Schimmel's bird phobia?
Please.
She can cure all of that. Go on our HBLU website and you can see it and all the things. You can download videos. We have like some things that you can kind of do to yourself at home, some tapping techniques, all kinds of things that kind of help clear trauma and get you like in a better headspace.
All right. Also, Alyssa, make sure to ask the doctor about why I want to smell Zach's shoes. Thank you so much, Jackie Schimmel, Zach Noe Towers. Hopefully we see you again, Zach. We don't know.
I know. Live back each day like it's your last.
Yeah, it might be.
Have a great day, everybody.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.